And I'm gonna hit record. Episode 4 of the Slackerwood podcast.
A new hope.
A new Well, I don't know about a new hope, but it's certainly a new episode.
Yes.
So what's been going on? Last time we talked about Fantastic Fest, and so
we went to Fantastic Fest, and it was fantastic.
And greasy. A lot greasy. Of Alamo food.
Yeah, I just got my visa bill with all the Alamo food on it.
Yeah, me too.
Hesitate. I would be at least another week before I can eat an Alamo food.
So
again.
Between the Alamo food and having to buy my VIP badge for next year, I think I probably spent right around $500 or $600 that week. Yeah.
I didn't get a VIP badge. I hope that more will go on sales at some point. Hint, hint.
So. But other than be happy about the films you saw at Fantastic Fest, what's going on this week in Austin?
What's going on this week in Austin? Well, even as we speak, and possibly after this is being broadcast, the Austin Asian American Film Festival is going on, mostly at Alamo Village and Alamo South and maybe University of Texas. If you go to their website, they have all their venues and all their films lined up. They are running through Sunday.
Yeah. Anything catch your eye as far as titles, or you just know that it's happening?
Lots of good stuff.
Lots of good stuff. No Godzilla this year, though.
I didn't see any Godzilla. Or Mothra.
They do retrospectives, do you know?
I don't remember.
Oh, okay, well,
we clearly have done
no research for this episode. We suck.
I have a tiny piece of paper, and if it's not written on
this... Next year, Austin Asian American Film Festival, yes. We're going to do an episode just on you. Be ready.
That's a great idea. Some other things going around in the near future... Oh, I will say that there are some films, some non-local films still playing locally that are pretty interesting. Man on Wire is still at Dolby through the next week,
cool.
If you haven't seen that yet. And this is hilarious. Arbor is still showing Mamma Mia.
Really? They must be
yes,
doing really
like
well.
Yes, it's like the sideways of this year. They are still showing it, not just one screening a night, like multiple screenings a day, Mamma Mia.
So right on.
If you haven't seen it yet, boy, that's a party right there.
I'm glad to see a movie that has legs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not so sure I'm glad that it's Mamma Mia.
It's kind of a group party movie.
But I guess something besides Wall-E has to have legs.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I just like using the word legs.
Okay, we're going to talk about Home Movie Day now, which has nothing to do with legs. Sorry.
Don't be so sure.
You'll find a way. Home Movie Day will be happening on Sunday, October 19th, from 2 to 5 at the Harry Ransom Center on the UT campus. You can find out more about it at homemovieday.com. You can bring any home movies you have on film, not on videotape, but if you've got a little Super 8 or
I thought that was a cool, you know, like it's got to be on film kind of thing.
It's got to be on film, but it's in the Harry Ransom Center Theater, and they will screen your home movie for everybody if you
like. Nice.
So, check that out. That's also the same day as Maker Faire and Austin Film Festival, so we have a lot of juggling to do next weekend.
I think I'm just going to have to bail on Maker Faire. I got too much else going on. I don't make, I watch. I watch others make. Or I watch what others have made.
I don't know. I kind of like it. I think I'm gonna get. I'm thinking I'm gonna get all three in there. I'm gonna try.
You do that. So. Take pictures for me.
I will. Speaking of interesting picturesque things, Christmas on Mars, the Flaming Lips movie, the screenings with actual Flaming Lips, Wayne Coyne all sold out. But Alamo Ritz is doing another screening this Monday, October 13th. So, if that kind of thing interests you, you could still. Grab a ticket. Not really my cup of tea, but...
You know, there was a film that had awesome Flaming Lips music in it, and that was Summer Camp.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Bradley Beasley.
Doc played at South By. I think just secured distribution.
I would absolutely recommend seeing that if you haven't. It's got
to
be out there
somewhere. Yeah, on the strength of that, I thought, I'm going to listen to me to some Flaming Lips, because it wasn't something I'd listened to before, and completely hated everything else I heard.
They have a really good song on the SpongeBob SquarePants movie soundtrack.
I'm sure it's awesome. Anyway.
Last thing I want to talk about before we get started with the fun part is Austin Film Society is going to be showing The Order of Myths, Margaret Brown's documentary about Mardi Gras in Mobile, Alabama. Cool. This is a really good movie. They're going to be screening it Monday, October 20th at Alamo South. But if you miss it, I believe Alamo will be showing it all that following week. So check their calendar because that's a really good movie.
Speaking of things Alamo, they have a pretty awesome Halloween party scheduled. Unfortunately, it's not here.
Not here, though.
We're getting these emails from Fantastic Fest and whatever. Come out to our awesome Halloween party. Oh, it's in Portland, Oregon, where they're going to be hosting a Shining Halloween party at the Timberland Lodge.
Yes, it sounds really cool. It does sound really cool. Everybody turns on their TVs at midnight and The Shining plays.
Yes. I don't know if that go back to my hotel room and watch things.
That is very communal. But
yeah,
there's a big party before. So.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's what's going on in local and not so local film. And as the wind picks up, we're recording this episode outside, which is kind of odd. But that's where our very, very picky, very cantankerous guest wanted to meet.
That's this guy's why
he's wound tighter than a drum. So. He wanted to be somewhere outside with green things, and maybe you can hear the crickets and the wind and the
tinkling of a little brook, and from the village shopping center courtyard.
All for the benefit of our guest, Kelly Williams. All for you, man.
That's very kind,
Kelly Williams, the head honcho of programming at the Austin Film Festival, which is. As we speak, about a week away.
Exactly a week away.
Exactly a week away.
October 16th, opening night.
And you still have all your hair.
I do. It'll soon be gone. Don't worry.
Or it could turn gray overnight.
I have gray in my beard.
Yeah.
New for the 08 festival.
Yeah, this is radio dude. They can't see that.
Yeah, I know. I'm just...
We can see it.
Yeah, I'm pointing it out to you.
A little bit of gray.
Yeah, a little bit of gray. But that's what it'll do to you.
You guys have fabulous... lineup. I mean, you have a fabulous lineup every year.
Year,
I just think it's so cool that you're showing W on opening night. Yeah. Right here in Texas at the Paramount.
Yeah, where steps away from the Capitol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So did you guys hear directly from Stone about that at all, or did you go through the studio?
We initially went through, we've been talking to Stone since before, actually, I think Lionsgate was on board. But it's been sort of a long process, actually. Yeah. But, yeah, he's been at the festival twice before, and actually he was here just last year. He accepted our Extraordinary Contribution to Filmmaking Award last year, so he's kind of a friend of the fest. So, yeah, I think he couldn't resist playing at the Paramount right there by the Capitol and steps away from the Governor's Mansion, you know. So, yeah, it should be pretty cool. James Cromwell is going to be here. So
looking forward to that.
Yeah.
We love James Cromwell at our house. We're very excited.
And he plays the senior Bush in the film.
Plays Poppy Bush.
Poppy Bush.
Yeah.
Now, okay, I obviously haven't seen the film. Is it your understanding that they sort of remove some of the character names to make it otherworldly, maybe fictional? Or is it supposed to be
straight up based on a true story, which is my favorite. Based on a joke in the tagline. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, when you look at the trailers, they look like they're trying to separate this from, I don't know, like using Poppy Bush instead of.
I don't think so. No, I think they're sticking with, you know. Yeah. They're not.
And Rummy instead of Rumsfeld.
Yeah, I think it's just more chummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More from his perspective.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's like what he calls everyone.
Yeah. Have they given you a chance to see any of it, or are you just in the dark as much as
a little bit in the dark. We'll see it right before the festival starts, so which was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, but I mean, going, you know. You know, Oliver Stone wanted to do it, so here we are. The film was, you know,
you don't say let me see it first.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah. And the film was really just completed, actually.
Yeah. Well, so tell us what else you're excited about.
Well, I mean, you know, that's our opening night. Our centerpiece on Sunday at 7 is a film called Wendy and Lucy, which, you know, I'm sure you've heard of. It played Cannes and just played the
Kelly
New York
Reiner's
film. Yep, yeah, it's her new one. Yeah, Michelle Williams is in it. It's really great, really great movie. It's one of my favorites.
It sounds sad as hell, is what it sounds like.
Can
you recap the plot for people who?
Well, yeah, it's Michelle Williams is traveling to Alaska for work, and you're not quite sure what she's really running from. But her car breaks down in this small town. She's traveling with her dog Lucy, a series of sort of unfortunate events happen after that, and it's sort of her, you know, desperate struggle within those days spent in that town. So, you know, if you're a dog lover, I would say, I'm a dog lover, and I loved it, but there are other dog lovers, I would recommend not seeing it, actually. But nothing horrible happens to the dog, but it can be tough at times. But
If you have a dog and you love your dog, or just recently lost a dog or whatever, I mean, it's the same as being a parent. Like, the mm-hmm. first year you're a parent, you can't see any movie in which anything bad happens to any children. You know, like, I literally had to walk out of a screening of Beastmaster because at the beginning of the movie, they're almost going to kill, the infant Jan Michael Vincent. They're just like, no, I can't watch this. The Beastmaster, for crying out loud. So I can see how sensitive dog movie.
I have to put in a word for cat lovers here. I had trouble with Goliath.
Really?
Goliath can be rough.
Yeah. It can be. It was like, I guess so.
Yeah, the dog, the cat, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to say because somebody might not have seen Goliath, but it's a little sad if you're a cat lover.
But no, I mean, it does have a somewhat happy ending.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Is there anybody visiting with that film? Or?
The writer, the co-writer, John Raymond, is coming in. It's the film, he co-wrote it, and it's based on a short story he wrote called, I believe it's called Train Choir. And he also co-wrote Old Joy, which was also based on one of his short stories. So, yeah, John's coming down from Seattle, so it should be great.
Yeah.
And then our closing night film is Two Lovers, which is the new James Gray film with Joaquin Phoenix and Gwyneth Paltrow. James Gray will be in, so it should be a great closing night.
Cool.
So, pretty excited about that.
I noticed a fewer TBA sneak whatever films this year.
Yeah, actually, I can go ahead and talk about one of them, actually. It's Sunday at 4. That TBA actually is now going to be Role Models. It's at the Paramount.
Hey, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that fantastic
film. And cool. And
is David Wayne going to be there?
Yeah, David Wayne and Jane Lynch and Sean William Scott will be there, or scheduled to attend.
You want to see this movie if David Wayne's going to be there.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to say anything else about the movie, but if you're going to see this movie, you definitely want to go to this one and see it.
David Wayne will be there. He's also doing a panel that day, like right before.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, a Tell Your Story panel right before the screening, like at 2. So, yeah.
He's delightful. He's just had me.
Yeah,
stitches.
He's been to the festival before. He came in 06.
That's right.
Yeah, with the other guys from Stella.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. So let's talk about maybe some of the not-so-big, not-so-marquee films that everybody really goes to festivals for.
Oh, yeah. Well, we can talk about our narrative feature competitions. Really, really great this year. Jesse Tressel's our competition programmer, and he put those together. And did that an awesome job. Yeah, there's a lot of world premieres, a lot of U.S. premieres in there, North American premieres. They're all great. There's 10 films in there. I honestly have no idea which ones what will win. You know, sometimes I can predict them, but I have no idea this year. They're all really equally great.
Yeah.
I
saw A Quiet Little Marriage.
Yeah.
Which I liked. It's a relationship picture. Mm-hmm. I think people who show up for it are going to show up for it on the strength of the cast, because like half the cast of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is in this movie.
But it's nothing like the show.
It's like, those people are going to go away going, they the, huh?
Yeah.
They made, huh? Yeah. Huh? Where was Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
But.
Lucy DeVito's in it.
Lucy DeVito.
His daughter.
His daughter. I actually, thinking back on it, I now know exactly what part she played.
Yeah. No, it's a great little film. I mean, one of my other favorites is Shades of Ray, which is a world premiere. It stars Zachary Levi, who's TV's Chuck. And Zachary will be here. Yeah, he'll be here.
Really?
Yeah, actually, most of the cast is going to be here.
Wait. Okay, so you've got folks coming from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. What's her name? What is her name? Mary Elizabeth Ellis.
Yeah.
She's coming.
Yep, she plays Waitress. Am I right? I don't know the show as well.
Oh, you know what? I don't know the show at all. I've seen like 2 episodes.
Okay.
But
I'm sure someone will correct us.
She's easy on the eyes, let's put it that way. And then you've got TV's Chuck coming?
Yeah. He'll be in for the screening on Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah.
My wife might actually want to show up for that.
Yeah, it's great.
Or have to get a sitter and everything.
Wow.
And
everything.
Yeah, he'll be here. I think the writer-director will be here. Phil Rosenthal, who's a panelist this year, actually has a small part in it, and he'll be here. He's the co-creator of Everybody Loves Raymond. So,
you guys are just packing in the... And we haven't even talked about the conference.
Yeah, we want to talk about the conference.
Well, unless, you know, unless you got any other people in the film thing.
Oh, no.
To... One thing about the film is that you've got a whole section. I'm sorry, I'm totally, like, flipping through the... Very nice pocket guide that Kelly just gave me.
The new pocket guide is
excellent. The pocket guide is great. The Austin, you have a whole section called Austin Screens, and these are all films made either in or by Austin people.
Austinites, yeah. It's a great section. I feel like that gets stronger every year. We've always done an Austin showcase of some kind. This year, there's a lot of really good movies in there.
Not like last year.
No, you made me sound bad. No, last year was great, too. Spencer Parsons' I'll Come Running is in there, starring Melanie Diaz. Mm-hmm. It's a great film. Webb Wilder's Amazing Bee Picture Shorts is sort of a retrospective. Steve Mims.
That's Steve Mims, right?
Yeah, it's great. Webb Wilder is probably going to be here. And it's shorts they've been making together for years. I mean, like, I think the first one played on Night Flight.
Because when I was in film school, and that was, 91? Mm-hmm. And I think there was one then he showed us, but maybe I may be imagining that.
And he has one that's pretty new, so they're going to be, it's about 75, 80 minutes worth of shorts. There's three of them. They're really goofy. They're really fun. We have, two... Westerns. One, Six Gun is really good. It's the cast is mostly in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. A lot of great Austin actors in there. And then Cowboy Smoke, which is kind of a modern Western. It's a great indie action film, which is, pretty hard to pull off, I think.
Without being compared to Tarantino, anyway.
True. Yeah.
These days, point. Yeah.
Yeah. And, there's also some docs in there. Happiness Is by Andrew Schapter, mm-hmm. Six Man Texas. About six-man football in Texas, and
I've seen that one, and I would recommend it. It's a nice film.
It's really good.
I don't like football, and I enjoyed the movie.
So. Yeah, there's this whole subtext about the dying Texas town, those small Texas towns, and then American Widow Project, which is a world premiere. It's co-directed by Don Suenos, who did A Year in Danger, that we screened last year.
Yeah,
and it's about Iraq War widows. So it's and the co-director is a widow herself, so
Really good. I want to see that, and it's so sad because I think when it's playing is the same time I have to go watch a movie I have to review for another website. I have to watch High School Musical 3 instead, which is just about as sad as it gets.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's playing twice, so.
Well, then I'll have to go find out when the other time is. I do want to put in a quick plug before we move to the conference stuff and say that Austinist, our friends at Austinist, are previewing a bunch of these movies and writing interesting things about them, and mm-hmm. you should absolutely go read that if you want more stuff than you can get off the website or from us.
Sure.
Not to downplay the website.
The website's
awesome. One thing I will point out about the website this year is that not only can you build your own schedule, but you can also export that schedule into iCal, Google Calendar, or Outlook, whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So sign up for an account, build your schedule.
Which I have already done.
Nice.
I have too.
Is it on your iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't have an iPhone yet.
Well, then you're just out of the cool club.
Get with the times.
We went and looked at, nobody wants to hear next, that on the podcast.
Next, we kick you off your own podcast.
I did want to talk about our Comedy Vanguard section. It's our new section that we started this year. Kind of came out of, the other programmers and I, John Merriman and Jesse Trussell, big comedy fans, and we were noticing there were some filmmakers whose shorts we've been playing for years now finally making their first features. So we really want to, to kind of showcase that. So we have a lot of new voices in comedy. There's like seven really, really good movies in there. I highly recommend them. Happy Birthday Harris Malden, done by the Sweaty Robot guys. You may have seen some of their shorts before. Out of Philadelphia. It's really funny. It premiered at Cinevase. And also Visioneer, starring Zach Galifianakis. We're playing that at the Paramount on Saturday. Who's K.K. Downey? By the Kidnapper Film guys. There's a lot of great movies in there. I encourage you to check that out.
Cool.
Good great. Comedies.
Well, so we're bumping up against time here, but we're going to talk about the conference
let's get a quick and dirty and exciting lowdown on the conference. conference and who's going to be there and what's going to be fun. And can you tell it's we're outside and
there?
Elements,
there was a, those were loud footsteps. I like that.
Yeah, she's wearing heels.
Sound like a sound effect.
Very noir.
On a wooden
isn't it?
Bridge. Yeah. Yeah. That was our Foley guy, Jim.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that guy.
Now that Jim's finished doing his impression of a woman walking across a wooden bridge in heels
while talking on a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the conference. The Screenwriters Conference is the
first 4 days of the festival, because it's 8 days. Mm-hmm. We're an 8-day festival, 16th through the 23rd. But the first 4 days of the conference, Linnea Tony programs the conference. She does all those panels. And it's really, you know, they're not a lot of, we started off, you know, our focus was the writer in the beginning. It still is. But so a lot of the panels are screenwriter focused, but there's also a lot of filmmaking panels. You know, the easiest way to get in is our Lone Star badge, which gets you into all the Saturday panels, which is pretty, I think we're like a lot of the film fan panels are,
yeah.
Like the conversation with Danny Boyle will be that day.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which would be cool. And the conversation with Greg Daniels panels that day. Also the Adapting Twilight panel.
Nice.
Yeah, Melissa Rosenberg's
Twilight apparently is, my wife teaches high school, and apparently Twilight is all the rage with them high school kids.
Yeah, we're playing a clip from the film, which should be pretty cool. It's, from what I'm told, it's at the towards the very end of the film. And, yeah, it's the clip that played at Comic-Con, so the rarely seen.
So if you want to pretend you're at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
How much is one of those Lone Star badges going to set you back?
Only $95.
$95? That's a steal.
That sounds real salesy, Chris. But it'll get you into all the movies, all 8 days of the festival, in the badge line.
In the badge line.
Seriously,
that's,
the badge
that's good
line,
right
that's
there.
Worth, yeah,
yeah.
That's gold right
although
there.
The film pass is also a really fabulous
yeah.
steal. I mean, you cannot get a film festival
$42.
Pass
that's
amazing.
It. Yeah. Yeah. So,
sweet.
Yep.
So who's showing up at this conference? That if I'm a burgeoning young screenwriter, which I'm not, who am I going to want to see?
Well, there's some favorites. You know, John August.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I do want to. I'm not a screenwriter, and I want to see that.
Yeah, John's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, he wrote Big Fish, Charlie and Chocolate Factory, Charlie's Angels, Shane Black. He's been to the festival every year, but 1 year he missed 1 year. And he wrote, you know,
well, he's off the Christmas card list.
Yeah. And I'm just going through the list here. Jake Kasdan's going to be here.
He's coming. He's kind of liking this festival now, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah. We opened with TV set in 06, and he's coming in this year. He's doing several panels, but we're also doing a screening of Zero Effect. It's the 10-year anniversary of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an archive print, and we're screening that on Friday night at the
nice.
Spirit Theater. It's should be cool. Jake will be there. And, you know, if you've never seen that movie, I highly recommend it. It's a really great sort of old classic. Ben Stiller, Bill Pullman.
I'm putting a word for the Spirit Theater. That is a really, really nice, you know, how many seats in there? A couple hundred?
Yeah. It's a beautiful theater. It's one
it's
of my
gorgeous.
Personal favorite theaters. And it's the only time during the year, really, that you can go see a movie there.
Right.
Because they have a show that's, you know, a History of Texas sort of show. That screens in there, but it's just a beautiful movie, beautiful
right.
projection, everything.
Right. Terrific. It's the only thing, where else besides the Paramount do you do 35mm projection?
We also screen at the Bob Bullock Theater at the IMAX Theater.
Okay.
We play regular 35 there. We also do at both the Alamo Lake Creek and the Alamo Ritz, we do 35
really?
Projection. Yeah, and the
cool.
Dolby. Yeah. So,
all right.
Yeah. We spread it out.
And see all kinds of 35.
Yeah.
That's rare at film festivals lately.
Yeah.
You know, it's all digital projection and this and that and the other thing.
Yeah, well, we're doing, well, you know, we are doing, our retrospective section has some cool stuff because we're doing, Tom Skerritt's going to be here. So
mm-hmm.
we couldn't resist, like, doing a screening of Top Gun on the
yeah.
IMAX.
Cool. You know, I know people who were just I can't think of a polite term for what they're going to do about the idea of seeing Top Gun at the IMAX.
With Tom Skerritt? With Viper?
With Tom Skerritt, yes.
Yeah.
But just the whole, I used to have these roommates who were all into, they would always test their home entertainment system with Top Gun really loud enough to annoy the neighbors. And I have to tell them all about that. That would
yeah,
be
it's, yeah it's, it should be a fun screening.
You know, if you were really ballsy, you would double bill that with Poison Ivy.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's not a bad idea. I might add
please
that
don't
in.
Do that.
It's a terrible idea, but it's something I would go see.
Oh, it's crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Don't worry. But no, we're also screening Shallow Grave with Danny Boyle.
Nice.
So I think he seems to be pretty excited about that. It's we're doing Danny Boyle night at the Paramount on Friday. We're screening Slumdog Millionaire at 7:30, and then right after that, Shallow Grave. So
I'm sorry, is he going
to
be here?
He will be here. Yeah, he's awesome. He's our Extraordinary Contribution to Filmmaking award recipient.
Excellent.
Yeah. So
okay, all right. So you're just got all kinds of people. And you've got Kaufman coming in too, right?
Yeah, Charlie Kaufman's coming in. The reclusive Charlie Kaufman.
The reclusive Charlie
Kaufman. Yeah, we're playing Synecdoche, New York on Tuesday the 21st at the Paramount. And he'll be here for that. He's going to do a Q&A and everything.
I don't know anything about that movie other than the name. Synecdoche?
I can't pronounce it.
Synecdoche. I mean,
that Charlie Kaufman film that's coming out with the name.
Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's another mind-twisting movie, you know. Awesome. I don't want to get into it too much without giving things away in a way. But, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Philip Seymour Hoffman, Michelle Williams. It's great. You know, it's really, he plays a theater director who constructs a replica of New York in this giant hangar, you know? So.
Does he go all Godzilla on it? He
does. Don't tell me anything. Don't say a word. How many Michelle Williams films are playing it?
Two. Okay.
Just two.
I just wanted to check.
This year. They're going to go up. One every year. Next year it'll be three. And
But other panelists coming in. Terry Rossio wrote the Pirates, the Caribbean films. I mentioned David Wayne earlier. Robert Townsend's going to be here. Did Hollywood Shuffle. He's doing a screening of his new film, Phantom Punch, about Sonny Liston. It's brand new. With Ving Rhames as Sonny Liston. Nice. That's Friday at the Spirit. Chris Holland will be moderating panels.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yes. Everything you ever wanted to know about getting into a film festival.
Yeah, it will be. That'll be an interesting panel. So, there's I mentioned Greg Daniels. There's a lot of great TV people. Tim Kring will be here.
Of Heroes
fame. Yeah. So, Melissa Rosenberg, who adapted Twilight, is also the showrunner for Dexter too. So, we're having like a Titans of TV panel.
Nice.
With Phil Rosenthal, and Greg Daniels, Tim Kring, so that should be pretty cool.
Excellent.
Crazy.
Looking forward to that. My only regret is I don't get to watch panels.
I know.
We have a crazy amount of panels, and all very accessible, They're not really, they're not too industry focused. No. Some of them are specifically, but, they're really approachable for, TV and movie fans.
Awesome.
Not to sound salesy.
Not to sound salesy.
No.
Not to sound salesy. But you should totally go to this.
Tell them where to go. Tell them where to go.
The panels are all at the Driscoll Hotel and the Stephen F. Austin Hotel downtown.
Right on.
Driscoll's also where you can pick up badges and passes if you don't want to buy them online. And then you can also buy film passes at Waterloo Records and Intellectual Property on the Drag. But, that's in the theaters. We're all over town. We're in the Paramount. We're in the Dolby Theater. We're in the Hideouts. We're in the Alamo Ritz. We're at the Alamo Lake Creek. We're at the Arbor Theater.
You're all over town.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be living downtown.
No, you don't have to be living downtown. We're also at the Long Center, first time ever. A brand new Long Center. Where there's the Rollins Theater inside the Long Center is where we'll be screening a lot of films there. So,
nice.
Yeah, we're all over. You can live up north. You can live down south.
You can walk. I mean, the downtown thing is great because you can easily walk to three, and then the other two. Well, see how strong you feel. But
there's two theaters in the Bob Bullock Museum, and then there's the Dolby, which is right across the street. So
it's very nice for us who work at UT, and they can
just walk right over,
watch films right after work.
Perfect. Yes.
So online, AustinFilmFestival.com.
AustinFilmFestival.com. Yep.
And if they want to buy a badge over the phone,
512-478-4795.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You excited?
Yeah.
You look excited.
Do I look excited?
Yeah, you're
He looks very excited.
Caught me a week out. Come on.
Maybe a little shell-shocked.
No, I'm very excited. No, this is my fifth year there, so, I love it. It's fun, I look forward to that opening day. Everybody's coming in and finally get to meet people I've been talking to on the phone for the last month or two. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
Kelly Williams.
Yes.
Thanks for being here.
Oh, of course.
That was awesome. You've been listening to Slacker with the podcast for the last half hour.
Yes, which is now available through iTunes, by the way.
Lovely iTunes. Click subscribe. and we'll be coming at you again in another couple weeks. I'm Chris Holland.
And I'm Jet Kernion.
Thanks for listening.
Night. Say goodnight.